Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week I discovered I share my name with a BBC Formula One commentator. So there's that. Anyway, if this is your first time to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, she's been on the show three times before, but never has she done a studio podcast. It's always had an audience there. Can you please welcome from the Great Australian Bake Off, it's Melinda Buttle, yes.
Hello, Joshua. Woo! Yes.
Buts.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I've never done one in your hotel room like this before on tour, so
yeah,
how did I dodge it up until now?
We're on location. We're in Noosa. Also joining us is a man who shares his name with a former Australian cricketer who played for the Melbourne Stars. He was an all-rounder, medium-paced bowler, pretty good middle-order batsman. His name was John Hastings. We always had the other one. Comedian John Hastings, yay!
The Duke. His nickname was Duke.
Also, that cricketer, very, very persnickety on Twitter.
Oh.
I tried to give him some shade, just like, give me back my Twitter account, you're not funny. And responded in a direct message, I don't find this funny. Stop messaging me.
Really?
And then I responded with something about cricket is crap, baseball forever. And then he liked it, but I don't think he knows how to use Twitter because he was clearly like liking them, be like, please stop it. I think you're one of those trolls. And then I liked that and retweeted it.
Our next man is a guest who shares his name with a researcher who is a retired senior lecturer in African studies at Simmons University in Boston. Can you please welcome us, Daniel Connell?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was close.
Did you know about this guy?
I don't think so, no.
African studies.
Okay, that's interesting. I know about the artist. We've discussed this before in Adelaide. There's another person in Adelaide, not the artist, who has exactly the same full name as me and date of birth. I got a police report done.
And he's got the same date of birth as you?
Yeah, and it came back. Police report came back with all these crimes that I'd supposedly committed, and I had to go back and forth with them saying this is not me. Break and enters, assaults, and it was this crazy Daniel Connell in Adelaide. Yeah, scary stuff.
That's great.
I got a show out of it, though.
So yeah.
That was the main thing.
And finally, he's a man who is the first comedian ever on the podcast to be one from India and two huge on LinkedIn. Did you know this man
is
huge?
This is the craziest thing.
Can you please welcome comedian Rahul Subramanian? Yay!
Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
That was talked about
on the Patreon. So only 200 people heard that one. Mm. So this one, a lot bigger audience. So that meeting you, you two for the first time.
I don't even know. It's a huge. It's
134,000 people.
Yeah, that's more people than Townsville.
Yes.
More people follow you on the most annoying social media platform possible.
Well, it's a matter of perspective.
My perspective is right. It's a terrible idea.
Now, Rahul and I have been on the road for 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been on the road for almost 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So who's right now?
Are you big dogging me? I'm the biggest dog in this yard. Ho, ho, ho.
And this is going to be my last night on the tour, so things could get loose. I might tell you a few home truths, Rahul.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, no, our first game tonight is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by the four of you, and you have to tell me who you think tweeted it or LinkedIn it did. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually wrote the tweet, they get the point.
What happens if you guess yourself? Because last time I guessed myself a lot.
No points, but you can't guess your own. Don't try and guess
But what
your
if
own.
I accidentally guess? Oh, if I guess it for someone else, then that doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter, no.
Good.
No, it's fine. Your names are your buzzers.
I feel like I'm a mic hog.
Yeah, Mel and John are... Yeah, that's
sharing
fine.
A mic
that's
and our love.
Saying. Yes.
Both of our partners are confused, but fine with it.
All right, here is the first one. Who posted up a picture of a kid's shirt that read "Send nudes" and captioned it by saying "Stay classy, Australia"?
You say your name, don't you? Yep. Daniel?
Yes, Daniel.
John.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Daniel Connell. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think you were stood next to me when I took the photo.
I don't know about that, mate. I just
it was in the Gold Coast 4 days ago.
It was. It was like a onesie with "Send nudes" on it.
It was hell. Your country is both lovely and hell all at the same time. It's too many white people in the sun.
Mate, there were some good shirts in that stuff.
All right, next question.
Was it the one that said hard cunt? That
was All right, next question. You snooze, you lose. It's factually incorrect. More like you snore, you score, baby.
Rahul.
Yes, Rahul.
Is it Mel?
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Rahul.
Mm-hmm. Was that? Did you know that because she nodded? As
she was nodding
Josh
as
was saying that question.
Well, I'm not revealing my secrets here.
I was like, that's strategy. A bloody good tweet. It's got rhymes in it. People love a nap. Yeah. Well done, Rahul.
Thank you, Mel. Well done on the tweet.
All right, here's one. Every job is a dream job if you sleep through it.
John.
Yes, John.
Connell.
No, that was a Rahul there. Fuck, what? For Rahul, yes. Yes.
It was a LinkedIn.
Yeah, it was a LinkedIn thing. It had to do with work, you see. Posting about work.
On LinkedIn, can you post things like that?
Oh, you can do more than you think. I get a lot of corporate gigs from there, so I have nothing to complain.
Yeah, don't complain.
So much money.
How much money, man?
The idea, what do you spend your money on? Because I see you in just a variety of red shirts with navy blue trousers for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I've spent on other stuff apart from clothing.
He has 42 7-Eleven coffees a day.
Yeah.
I have a lot of 7. I do business class upgrades. I have my
you dress
my poison.
Like a, you dress like an eccentric billionaire in the morning.
All right, next question. At the airport, watching a man in his 60s watch Millionaire Hot Seat. Guy on the show just won 50K and the old guy clapped and said, "You beauty." Moments later, he hears his flight is delayed. "Oh, you've got to be fucking joking," he yells. Ronan Keaton was right. Life is a roller coaster.
It's a long one.
It's a long one.
John?
Yes, John.
Josh?
No, I'm not in this. It was Dan Connell.
Fuck you, Josh. I think I should get a half point for that.
No, half points.
You get minus points. You're getting two wrong in a row, mate.
It's not a real game, mate.
No, oh, there is. There's money involved. You win whatever, all the coins on the thing there.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
You got like $3.
I like how you went, it's a long one. You're trying to distract
us.
Yeah. I hold on to that.
I'll full disclosure, that, listeners, we're all approaching the end of a tour. And
it's late at
night.
Nerves
are on a hard edge. Mel has slept for most of the day. She's holding a knife. Connell's shirtless. Rahul's counting his money. And Josh is he's applying mascara, but to his eyelashes. Or his eyebrows, pardon me.
Daniel and I went to the gym today, and Dan didn't even have to pay. He got in for free.
Free? Thanks to Josh, though.
You stole a gym membership.
He did.
Well, just for a day.
And he spent around $300 to get in for an hour.
I did. I spent a lot of money.
Should have come with us. All right, next question. Riding a bike that was too big for you to impress older kids was, is, and always will be terrifying.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Mel Butler.
You are correct.
Do I have a bit of a tell? Like, yeah.
I think it's.
I wasn't sure if you were gonna guess or it was you because you were literally moving back and forth. Are you just really excited about your social media output?
I'm excited to hear my words read back to me. It's like, I imagine when you're a singer and, you know, they sing your classic hits and you're like, I wrote that just in my bedroom.
You're basically mouthing the same words Josh was speaking. So I thought, I reckon it's
Mel. I was
Mel.
Like, oh, that's a hot tweet.
Next question. My girlfriend is 31 years old and just revealed to me that she thought the Ramones were all brothers. I had to sit down.
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
It's got to be John Hastings.
Well, it is John Hastings. It's 100%. Yeah, yes. I don't know, Mel could have had a girlfriend for 31.
Absolutely, but I know how old Mel's partner is. I'm pretty sure you told me during comedy.
Yeah, I know how
old,
I weirdly know how old she is. You mentioned it yesterday.
And I know John's partner is 31. So I
Rahul, how old's your wife?
She's my age, 34.
34.
You had to think about that a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
This could have been a 3-year-old.
What's her name?
I was thinking about what my age is.
Yeah. Next question. My Monday motivation is to stare at the computer screen until it becomes Tuesday.
John.
Yes,
Dan.
John. No, that was Rahul.
Fuck
point there
you.
For Rahul. That work, yeah, that's his tale. He's Instagram.
At least I'm
works.
Fucking guessing. The rest of you are just sitting there looking at Mel, seeing if she's going to make any tells.
Very
what? Mel tells. What? What is the worst score you've ever had on this?
-2. Tom Ballard got -2.
You were heading for the worst score, mate.
I should say, Joel, a listener called Joel did the whole, like, sent it to me this week, did every single, like, game, like, the tally. So, Dilruk has the most points.
Yeah.
Jerry and Hickey's won the most amount of times, though. And Tom Ballard and I think Sam Taunton has the lowest score.
Which not anymore,
two.
Baby.
All right, next question.
Can't be the winner, be the biggest loser. That's what I've always said.
I am so stupid, I got an Instagram account without having a pet.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Daniel Connell.
No, that was also Rahul. Fuck. Point there for Rahul, oh. Yes. Wasn't about
well,
work.
Well, that's what
threw me.
I thought it was you because you started blinking a lot.
All right, next one.
What's the worst? Who is anyone really overreacted to losing at this game?
There's a few people who get really like when I had trophies during the live ones, and people were really getting very serious about winning the trophy. Yeah, so
but they question your judgment.
Well, I had a few people say that's like half a points and all that kind of shit, but yeah, but I didn't.
Anyone cry?
No one's cried.
They're not.
I have had someone almost walk out, but I will tell you who that was after.
Wow.
Let's see how you react to getting the lowest score.
I'm flipping this table, mate.
Okay. When you stay in an Airbnb, you're staying in someone's home. That person often doesn't have a whisk, a colander, a decent knife, or a clothes dryer, but somehow they have a house to manage it short
John,
term.
John, Dan.
Yes, John. You
literally were just holding yourself and shaking back and forth.
Well, once again, it's right finger on the pulse. The zeitgeist has been reflected back to you through that tweet. I know. Trying to hold it in.
You were literally exploding like from internal.
Yeah, I was like, I was looking around going, no one else is going to do a tweet where they list off kitchen appliances. I was like, I can't get away with it any longer. But yes.
I don't know. The part of, if you hadn't been having a seizure, I was like, whisk is something that you would point out.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, man, you don't have a decent whisk. What is this? Four? You give it 4 out of 5 if they didn't have a whisk.
I'm not very good at this game, and I plan to join you at the bottom, John.
Yeah.
Have you played? I thought it was Daniel until I heard rumble from you.
All right, our last question for this round. I keep a metal baton beside my driver's seat in case of a carjacking. It's comforting to know that myself and the carjackers could run a 4x100 relay at any time.
John.
Yes, John.
Dan Connell.
Oh. You are correct, yes.
Finally. Finally got one. You worked out that me looking at Raul was trying to throw you off the scent.
Yeah. Man, we should all play poker and lose a lot of money.
At the end of the round, the scores are Mel on 0 points. Didn't go off the mark there, Mel. John on 2 points. Rahul on 4 points. And also on 4 points is Daniel Connell. Yeah.
Woo. This is like bowling once again.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but if you have 2 beers, you'll just get every question right.
Yeah. I had butter.
Okay.
Yogurt.
This round.
Greek yogurt.
For those of you listening at home, Rahul just dumped a bunch of yogurt on the table.
No.
Okay, this round is called
Good Luck.
It's the Theatre, Darling. Now, Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage. He also said, as leaky as an unstanched wench. They don't quote that one as much. But in this round, we are talking about the Theatre, Darling. And today we're talking about a young Mel Buttle who, after opening night of a play she was in, had something quite traumatic happen to her. But what was it? Was it A, as she was walking out to her car with another cast member, the cast member got struck by lightning right next to Mel?
Mm. Wow.
Was it B, as she got to her car in the car park, two cast members were having sex on the car next to Mel's?
Mm-hmm.
Mel didn't want to interrupt, so hid behind another car and waited until they finished. Or was it C, as she was driving home, a man ran out in front of her car and bounced off the front windshield.
Ouch.
The windshield smashed and collapsed in on Mel, but apart from a few grazes and sore ribs, this guy was A-OK. Now, you can ask Mel as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong.
Someone's
getting
she gets
fucked your point.
In all three things.
No questions about my theatre career? We're just going to get straight to the stories?
What was the play?
The play was a play called 5 Women Wearing the Same Dress.
By?
Like, it was a real theatre musical, like real theatre play, like a ups is downstairs sort of a comedy thing.
Why were you waiting for people to finish having sex?
Because I thought everyone deserves their time, and it's hard enough to get a road as it is.
Yeah. When they were banging on the hood of the car, did it make that weird ka-chunk, ka-chunk noise? Because there was like, it was denting the hood, and then it was popping back out?
No, because they were sort of standing, they were doing it standing up sort of on the car a little bit. So,
it was doggy style, but they were using the car as sort of a...
The way it was called 5 minutes. And there was a guy?
Oh, yeah.
In the cast?
There was one man in the cast called Matt Bell. That's his name.
Yes. Was Matt Bell involved in the rooting, or was it one of the five? Or was it two of the five women?
Matt Bell was involved in the rooting. Yes,
that's not the one.
I don't think it was that one either.
Mm-hmm. Well, with lightning, I think if you were that close, you would have copped a bit of spark as well. Did you feel it?
No.
It's not that one either.
Skeptical.
I didn't feel it. No.
When you hit the guy... Sorry. That
it's
was
not
very
like a big... It's not it's like... By the time it gets all the way down the ground, it's not a huge strike. Sometimes it's just like... Psh.
I'm very curious. What happens when someone gets struck with the lightning? Like immediately, visually?
Visually, there's colours. It's like a firework around them. It's
and
like
their hair stands up and you can see their skeleton. Like
for a
in
second.
The cartoons.
Yeah.
Who was the person that got hit by lightning?
Her name was Deborah Chalmers. She works at a company called Mincom.
What?
Good save.
Yeah. Deborah.chalmers@mincom.com.au is her email address.
What is her position at Mincom?
Mincom. It's Mincom. Min. Mincom. You'd know it. Subsidy.
Of course.
It's a workplace. I don't know. I think she's just in HR or admin or something. This was a long time ago. This is when I was 21.
When you plowed into the gentleman crossing the road.
Great call.
Yep.
He's tumbled up your bonnet towards... He's tumbled up.
Yep.
And then straight boosh, into your windscreen. It's caved in, is it?
Mm.
When I pulled over and stopped, I stopped. Then it fell in after I'd had like a second to think about driving off, which I wanted to do really bad.
Yeah. Because...
And he was in the...
Jail.
In the car with you.
He wasn't in the car. No, he went... Boom, bounced off. I saw the back of his shirt and in my head I went, oh, that tree's wearing a shirt. Because I thought it was a tree branch. But then I went, oh, no, shit, people wear shirts. Yeah. Better pull over, better stop. Then I stopped. Then the windscreen, like toffee, like went all little and shattered and then went and fell on me.
Okay.
So if anyone's the victim.
What injuries did he have?
He had a big graze on his arm and his ribs were sore and he was in the military and he was really, really drunk and he was coming out of a pub. So because he was so relaxed, he didn't get hurt very much.
Did insurance pay for the windscreen, or did you have to pay for the windscreen?
I don't know. I think I had to pay excess. My mum sorted it out. I don't know. I was very young. I still lived at home. A young male bottle was still yet to do a route.
Was he? Did he have any camouflage on? Because that would explain.
That was going to be my next question. Was he wearing that weird grey and black camouflage that was very popular with rappers in the late 90s?
No,
was he just like Master P?
He was just dressed for a night out, and there was no fence out the front of the pub, and he saw a cab on the other side of the road that he wanted, and he ran into my car.
This is, I'm leaning towards this.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, right.
With the routing,
yeah.
How long did you have to wait for it to finish up? And I'm just like, if they've just finished a play, pretty exhausting play, I imagine. I don't know if you'd want to just get straight into it.
Yeah, but I'm going to just say.
Opening night, there was a lot of champagne flowing. There was media came. There was a review, cheese platters. Like, it was a big, and that's, you know.
And sometimes people like to celebrate a big achievement by having a fucking pump against a Honda Civic.
Have you seen the Man on a Wire documentary? When he came off that, he went into a room, just grabbed a girl and had sex with her. So
that's true. That is true.
Mm. That was an alarming part of that documentary. It's the weirdest, like, and also a very French man move. I just did something ludicrous for no reason, and now to bother a woman with my penis.
I really want it to be that you hit someone in your car, because that's great.
Mm. Yeah, I think
we'd all like it to have someone be injured.
Yeah, I would like... I would like one member of the Australian military to be a little bit wounded.
Because next time I'm in a car with you, I'll be like, whoa, okay.
Can I tell you another thing that happened in the play that might help give you some context to the sex?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh. very sexual players, sort of set at a wedding, and there was a lot of innuendo and cast jokes.
Oh,
and
now you've got...
Yes. Mm. And there was a point in the play, and this was quite contentious in my early career, where I had to flash my naked breasts in the play at a pretend window. Oh. And both my parents were like, oh, I don't know about you doing that. It was like for 1 second. So yeah. It was kind of like Steel Magnolias. It was sort of like...
Okay, sorry, yeah. Any tickets available for this play?
Man, after that, I feel it's the lightning.
God sending a message about bosoms in the theatre.
All right, are we ready to lock in? So what do you think, Daniel?
Look, I'm going to lock in the sex on the bonnet.
You've gone for B, sex on the bonnet.
Yeah.
I think she hit someone.
You think she hit someone? You're thinking C, hit a man?
Yeah.
I think it's C, hit a man.
The correct answer was C, she did hit a man.
Yeah! Yeah!
Point there for everyone, apart from Daniel. So
great story. Really in-depth. Did that that must happen to someone else, right?
Who? The bonnet?
Yeah.
No, I hit the man. I hit a man with my car.
The rooting.
The rooting. That's fictional.
Sounds so...
And he was from the military.
Yeah, okay. That was real. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Are you friends?
No, I don't know. I might have hit him with my car and wanted to drive off. And then I knew I had to not do that. But everything in your brain is going, get out, go away. And then, you better stop.
Hmm. You did well, man.
I got to be honest. What gave it away for me was the sex position when you described they were just both stood up.
Yeah.
But not using the car. If you're going to have sex on the hood of a car, you incorporate it into the moves. You know, when you're up on the windshield, you're getting the wipers going, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, gives me turn the windscreen wipers on, get a nice clean
exactly right.
area to work with.
Clean the windscreen and then make it dirtier all the same.
Well, I don't know Mel that well, but she doesn't seem like a person who would wait for someone else to finish. And that's why I couldn't go with that.
I'd be in there going, okay, break it up. You've had your fun. You've had your party.
Have you ever walked into people having sex in public?
I don't know. I don't know. Have you, DC?
I was playing a charity cricket game 2 years ago in St Kilda next to Luna Park, and it was 10 o'clock in the morning. The day was starting. There was kids around running around. I went into the public toilet at Peanut Farm, Peanut Gallery Farm. You'll know the one in St Kilda. And there was a couple just absolutely into it. And I walked in, and the only thing they did different, they just went into the cubicle. Looked at me and just went in the cubicle. Both, undies down around their ankles. Probably mid-30s, just 10 o'clock on a Sunday. I just didn't know what to do. I just walked out.
Yeah,
gave them a high five and walked out.
Rahul, you've seen two people have sex before?
Yeah, in a house party. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Then I was like, hey, that's my room. can you please go somewhere else?
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Mel, 1 point. You got a point there, yes. John, you're on 3 points. Daniel on 4 points, but in the lead on 5 points, it's Rahul Subramanian. Yeah.
Did you win the last one as well?
It was a three-way tie. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. Everything's true, you say yeah. Everything's a lie, you say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, though.
It's not a buzzer, though.
No, not a buzzer one. A point if you get it correct, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Mel, the first time Daniel got really drunk, he was trying to pretend he wasn't and was concentrating so much on walking and not tripping over a dog that was lying on the floor that he walked straight through the fly screen door. Yeah or nah?
Daniel. What kind of dog was it, mate?
It was a blue heeler.
Was it?
Mm. You love your dogs, don't
you? I love my dogs. Got a lot of questions coming for you about that blue heeler. Was it your stumpy tail breed or would you have sort of a longer tail?
He did have his stumpy tail, Name was Toby.
Yep, sounds made up. So you trip over this dog.
I didn't want to trip over
it. You didn't want to trip over it, but somehow you with... Your massive frame walked right through through a screen door, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't
Like a
fly wire one.
Yep. From top to bottom, it didn't have any bars in it.
No bar. So where would the handle be? Just on the...
Yeah, the handle's on the metal bit that runs down there.
So you walk straight into it, and what's happened then?
My sister's gone off. Just gone off her. Nah, she's not happy at all.
So this is at your sister's house.
Yep.
She owns the dog. She owns the what's dog. The dog's name? Sorry.
Toby.
Yep.
Brother-in-law's filled me full of rum.
Yep.
I was younger at the time. Probably shouldn't have had that much rum. Trying to act like cool. You know, I can handle my drink.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Try to step over the dog straight through the screen. So sister goes off.
Yep.
Cat gets out. Shit hits.
She's got
fan.
A cat and a dog.
Yep.
With a cattle dog, she's gone and bought a fucking cat.
Yep,
has
they
she?
Got, they actually got along quite well.
Toby, and what's the cat's name?
What was the cat's name? I think it was like Tiffy or Tiff or
two
something.
Two T names.
It didn't last.
Toby
long,
and Tiffany. Tiffany the cat and yeah. Toby the cattle dog. Yeah. You are fucking full of shit, Daniel Connell. No, I don't believe your
you're
lies.
Say nah.
I'm
it was
say nah.
True. Yeah. Yes, it was. Right
there. Didn't you tell that story?
Yeah, he told us.
Mel wasn't
yeah,
on
Mel
the
wasn't there. Yeah.
Yeah, he told us.
Smart
story.
Work, Josh.
Thank you. Yes, I did my research and I made sure that Mel wasn't there. But was that the first? So the cat fucked off.
Cat fucked off. I had to go and look for the cat because my sister was so furious. And then I got lost in the suburb. I didn't know where I was. She had to come and find me and the cat.
No, and rum was the first thing you got drunk on?
Yes.
What was the first thing you got drunk on, Rahul?
Vodka.
Vodka?
Hmm.
Mel?
White wine.
Was it your mum's?
It was mumsy's. You don't miss wine out of a cask as much as you would a bottle.
John?
Beer, I think.
Beer. See, I couldn't stomach beer.
How could you start with beer?
Because I'm not a fucking zero, mate. Well, it's an H at the beginning of mine. It says hero. Yeah.
All right. So, to Dan, speaking of being drunk, Rahul got so drunk one night that he climbed up on top.
Three beers. He had three beers.
He climbed up on top of a cupboard in his house and his girlfriend had to try and get him down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah or nah?
Oh, very rock and roll of you. What? Cupboard. So you're standing on the cupboard?
No, I was caught on top of the cupboard.
And were you standing up fully straight?
Sorry, small correction, not my home.
Not your home.
So high roofs, obviously, high ceilings in this place?
Yeah, it was in Poland.
Yeah, Poland?
Yeah.
Of all places?
Yeah.
What city in Poland?
Warszawa, that's what they call Warsaw.
Yes, okay.
I got my Polish right.
You answered that quite well, actually. you're on top of the cupboard, a bit drunk. How'd you get up onto the cupboard?
I have no idea. No one knows. I was too drunk.
No one knows.
Yeah.
What were you drinking?
I was drinking vodka. I was in Poland.
Okay. Okay, good, good, good. No beers. So if you had a vodka, I reckon that would knock you around for six. Because you had, what do you have, 1¾ beers the other night and you were... You came up to me and said, Daniel, I'm very drunk.
When was this?
At the bowling place.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Before I smashed it.
Yeah.
When I walked in, he handed me his beer and said, please take this. I've had too many. Turns out he meant I've had almost two. Yeah.
The first, we played two games of 10-pin. The first game, I think you'd rolled 5 gutter balls at the start. Yeah. And I was going, oh, this is going to be embarrassing.
I was making you guys complacent.
And then the second game, you absolutely kicked our ass. Yeah.
Yeah. But fun fact, when I was young,
you
I had an appetite for alcohol.
Yeah, you could handle your drink a bit more. And girlfriend, who is now your wife?
Yeah.
Okay, and was she saying, get down, Raul, you're crazy.
She was damn pissed because this was 2 a.m.
Yeah.
She was very angry.
And you're in someone else's house?
We were in a hostel.
Other people around?
No.
Just you two?
Huh?
Hostel?
Yeah.
Just you two?
She had her room. I had my room. She used to sleep with me in my room.
Okay.
It was very cold in Warsaw.
Okay. Oh, I'm absolutely on the fence. I just don't think you would have.
What do you mean? You don't think I could have?
I just don't think you would have got up onto a... You don't seem like someone that would get up onto a cupboard.
I'm very athletic.
Oh, no, it's nothing against your athletic ability. Right. Like, just the amount of, you know, I think you love a sleep and you love relaxing, calm. I'm going to say true.
You are correct. It was true. And for proof, he even sent me a photo today of him up on the cupboard.
Oh, great. You look like you're about 10 there. How old are you in that photo?
I was 24.
Like a still from a snuff film.
Yeah.
What's a snuff film?
It's a movie where you watch someone get killed.
Good. They're not big in Australia either. Don't worry about not knowing that one. All right. All right, so you get a point there, Daniel. 2 points in that round.
Right.
Okay, so to Rahul. When John was 14, he and his friends were obsessed with wrestling and would have wrestling parties where they would wrestle each other. John once, in the same move, broke a kid's bed and put his foot through the window. He was so nervous he'd get in trouble, he just ran home straight away. Yeah or nah?
Oh, this sounds so much like John. Why did you put your foot through a window?
It wasn't really part of the plan.
Oh.
I wasn't doing my version of the people's elbow. It was just that, you know, was trying to hit a Hurricane Rana, and unfortunately he zigged when I should have zagged, and I ended up breaking his bed and the window, and also the box spring had a big tear in it, which we all think that his dad thought he broke it having sex, and we just let him believe that because it was my friend Bob Walden, and his dad is an insane Chilean man named Albie Walden, who was obsessed with us having sex with girls from a very young age. Like 10, he would be like, bring home girls, make sure you kiss them, was a direct quote I remember him saying when we were about 11 years old. Very odd man. He just drives around the neighborhood and says hello to random people.
Uh-huh. How many of you were there?
Me, Bob Walden, my friend David Finer. David was very upset because he wanted us to have a fight club and not a pro wrestling league, which we later started when we were 16, and all of our parents told us we had to stop because we all had black eyes. Mm-hmm. Also at Bob Walden's house, we'd go into the basement and then we would just have a full-on fight club. Mm-hmm. And now David teaches jiu-jitsu and has his own jiu-jitsu studio. Who's the landlord? Albie Walden.
Tell me Bob's reaction as soon as you did that.
I left the house immediately. I looked at the broken window and the broken bed.
And you ran.
I ran away, yeah.
And did he call?
I'm pretty sure his dad was a war criminal under Pinochet. He has never worked a day in his life. He has a bunch of photos of guns and a Chilean flag. I got the fuck out of there. Yeah. I ran through two backyards and got to my house and elaborated a giant alibi, which was, no, I wasn't even there. Mm. I left much earlier. I've been home doing homework. I didn't actually do any homework, but that was going to be my plan if anything was said. Mm-hmm. Nothing was said.
Is this the first time you were playing something like this?
Playing pro wrestling? Nah, mate. No. Been going for 7 years.
All right, so you guys were pro.
Exactly. It'd gotten a bit more physical because, you know, adolescence kicked in, and so we had a lot more, we had, you know, hair on our testes and biceps on our arms.
7 years. So you started when you were seven.
It wasn't like a consistent thing. It wasn't like every day after school. We didn't have stats. It was just every once in a while. Let's have a fumble, mate.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. This is true.
You don't think it's true?
No.
You are correct. That was not true.
100%
yes.
Not true.
Yeah. Well done.
Because he started doing crowd work with me. I've seen him do this on stage. I'm like, this is not true.
Just storytelling, mate. Yeah. A lot of that is true, though, my friend.
Yeah, that I could guess. Yeah.
So was it Cuban dad? Chilean.
Chilean dad. Chilean dad. And we did start a fight club when we were 16.
That's so cool.
And it was not cool. I definitely am going to die earlier because of getting punched in the face by my friends.
All right, so I'll point there for Rahul. Now, to John. Now, Mel recently went on a date with a woman who ordered 3 main meals and said she just wanted to try them.
All right, well, how, first of all.
Hang on, there's more to it. But yes, you can. So 3 main meals because she just wanted to try them. And then when it came to paying, insisted they just split the bill 50-50. Mel said, nah, you're not good looking enough to pull that kind of thing off. And the woman has not spoken to Mel since January.
How long, is this your current girlfriend? How long have you been with your current partner?
Current girlfriend is brand new. We've only been together. That's true. I've only known her since.
What does Rahul know?
I don't know.
I just found the term brand new quite funny.
Brand new, baby. She's
fresh out of the package, mate.
So as you and you will remember. Oh, no. You live in India. You went on that tour. So you will remember. There was another. I didn't have the girl I have now, Daniel Connell, in India. I had a different girl called Kayla, who was...
Had a dog.
Had a
lived
dog.
On the North Coast.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So...
Do I have to beep out names in this?
Nah.
Great.
Help yourself.
No, man, I just called my friend Bob Walden's actual dad. We're pretty sure he's a war criminal. You're not beeping out any names.
So the one I have now is fresh because in November last year I had a different one who I don't have now. Now I've got a new one and there was some in between.
Good Lord.
Some. I like that.
Couple.
Yeah.
Couple.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'll dabble. Yeah. Well,
go ahead. Have yourself a pump. What was the restaurant you went to?
We went to a restaurant in Brisbane.
Called?
It was called What Modern Dining, W-A-T-T.
White?
What?
No, what colour was the restaurant's walls? Were they white walls?
No, they're like wood on the side. It's on the Brisbane River. It's in the powerhouse. There's a comedy venue.
What were the three entrees that she ordered?
So it's recently changed. It's now like a barbecue southerny one.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of that's very big. So she wanted to try like ribs, wings, and I think a pulled pork. And we're like, oh, okay, we'll share all of that, I guess. But they're very big meals. They all come with like chips and shit.
How big of a dent did she put in this food?
She's a big girl.
Go on, mate.
She got through probably about half the wings, most of the ribs. The pulled pork was not we didn't need the pulled pork. It wasn't that good.
Hmm, interesting. And so you never went on another date with this woman. She tried to split the bill and you just said, nah.
I was like, nah, I can't. No way. Because I didn't want
to
spend.
Did you say this to her face, you're still at the table?
As a joke, I said it. And Josh has kind of taken it out of context. But at the end of, because I was like, realizing I'm going to have to pay for all this. At the end, I was like, I just drank. I didn't eat too much. And I was like, nah, you're not good looking enough. Ah! As like a funny joke. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Because she's a bigger girl who likes to eat. And she took it quite personally.
Did the relationship progress in any way? Or is this where it ended?
That's kind of, then all the texts sort of dropped off.
Oh, you said that to her and then?
Then it was kind of the end.
The end.
Yeah, the beginning of the end. A lot of no one was available after that for anything. Yeah.
How did you meet this lady?
I met her on Tinder, baby.
Go on.
That's where I get all my angels from.
What's your opening gambit line on Tinder? Do you do different things?
I haven't been on there for about 2 months, but I just, I use like what's topical. So
how you feeling about Scott Morrison?
Yeah.
Would you like to eat some mediocre pilled pork?
I don't know. I don't try and be too funny or whatever. Or if they're like, if I'm desperate to root, I'll be like, hey, babe. Or what's up, cutie? Looking good or something, you know.
Yeah. One of those emojis.
I don't do too much.
Sorry, is your profile picture you plowing into a army guy? In your car.
Oh, snap. He's got me. No, it's me on TV, fuckhead, obviously.
Did you take your current girlfriend to the same restaurant? Was that like your restaurant so you keep it neutral? So you
No. The new girlfriend is a vegan, so definitely would not be taking her for pulled pork and wings.
Mm.
What do you think, John? Where are you leaning? Yeah or nah?
Pretty much on the fence about the whole thing. I could see you getting a bit banged up on some winos and saying that to someone for sure.
I'm very forthright. Yes.
Oh fuck it! I'm gonna say yeah.
You are incorrect. It was nah. Point ever, Mel.
Have you been with your girlfriend a lot longer? Is that why?
No. The one I have now, I met her on January 18th.
Then this never happened.
No, I just made this whole.
It's all fictional.
That was very good.
It was very good.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And that's why I did a play when I was 21 and then ran someone over afterwards.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Mel now on 2 points. You doubled your score in that round. Well done. John's on 3. Rahul's on 6. Sorry. Rahul is on 6. And Daniel was also on 6. Yeah, it's close. Anyone's game, okay? Rahul. This is the final round.
Man City Liverpool again.
It is called Hoo-Hoo. Hoo-hoo. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about everyone here on the panel, apart from me. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You can't guess for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Okay, first one is this one. Who here cannot say secretary? Who can't say secretary?
Rahul.
Yes, Rahul.
Daniel.
You are correct. Yes, it was. Daniel, yes. Have a go, Daniel.
Secretary.
That's right. You said it.
Or is it
secretary?
Secretary.
No, you're trying. Secretary.
Secretary.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Mate, it's fucking rigged on that side. We're actually fucking trying over here on this side of the table. Fucking
sharing mics.
She's doing a soliloquy about offending a fat lady. And you two are fucking lying about how to say secretary.
Everyone's got Jog a word they can't say properly.
I can say every word.
No, you can't.
Yeah, mate. Throw out a word. I'll say it.
But, you know, because you've got one and then you say something else. So I'll just say, like, personal assistant instead of
say any
secretary.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
I will. My word is Rahul. I think I'm getting
you got it right.
I think though. I'm getting it right. Yeah. I but say it different every time.
I can see the effort.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question: who here lost a bet once and had to walk around outside a botanical garden in -35 degree weather?
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Is it John?
You are correct. Yes.
Yeah. -35 degrees. No one else has seen that.
Yeah. That's very. It's obviously these
two idiots didn't buzz in. Mel had to.
Yeah, fools.
So what bet was it? Just a...
What? How much did you reveal in the...
I said, who once lost a bet, had to walk around outside a garden in -35 degree weather.
It was more than walk around, my friend. Did I not... Did I,
I think you just said walk around.
Walk? No, it was not walk. I had to have a wank in a botanical garden in -35 degree weather during a truth or dare situation that got well out of hand. It wasn't even... It was just dares of... You're like 14. Not a lot to do in Canada. And it started with people peeing in progressively more public places. And then one of my friends started just shitting in progressively more and more public places. Highlight was on the top of some swings, just took a shit off of that, then fell into his own shit. It was a really big day. And then we're like, okay, to win this, someone has to have a wank outside. And I was like, I'll do it today. Didn't check the weather report. It was -35.
So that's Fahrenheit?
I don't know. It was -0 and then 35 degrees below zero. No one was outside in the city. And so it was
is that weather so cold that, like, if you pour water, it freezes before it reaches the bottom? Or is that not that cold?
No.
No, that's like you're on the moon.
No, I just wanted
to... That's not how it works.
I just wanted to know if your wank was going to freeze and you could just...
Ouch.
It was pretty hot. It's your body temperature plus, so yeah. Not my finest moment, everybody. I think about it sometimes.
You did take a lot of punches to the head in that Fight Club, didn't you?
This was years before the Fight Club.
Wow.
Years before. Yeah, Fight Club was when you were 16.
This was when I was 14.
Oh, you're doing well. I didn't have pubes till I was 17. Anyway. next question. Who here once got arrested on a train? Who got arrested on a train?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
Raul?
You are right. Yes, he did.
You got arrested on a train?
Yeah, man. This was one of those days when... It's too crowded. You know how trains are in India.
That's not
right?
The story. You told me the story, and which I only remembered.
I got into one of those differently abled compartments.
Yeah.
So I got into that because I had to. I was late for work, and I couldn't get into the normal compartment.
Mm.
The neighbors outside are singing "Hey Baby."
So I had to, and so I just rushed in. Then I went inside. I realized that I'm in the wrong compartment. But it was empty. That was the only compartment empty. So when I got out at the station, which I'm supposed to, there were cops waiting there.
I got you.
Yeah.
And how long do you have to stay? Did they put you in a jail or?
Yeah, so they took me around and they were like, this happened at 9:30 a.m. And they used to put us all in a small jail. So every time, like till 12 p.m., every train, they would get people. So I had to wait there in the jail. And then after that, they took us to the court where we have to sign something saying that agreed to have done this felony and then pay the fine and get. So by the time I was out, it was 4 p.m. It was
Did you get any tattoos in jail or?
No.
What gang did you join?
All right. Next question. Who once got moved on a flight because they and the person they were sitting with were being too disruptive?
Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
I'm looking at her face. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for Mel Buttle.
You are correct. It was Mel Buttle. Yes. Yes, a point there for Daniel.
What happened, Mel?
What happened?
Well, I was on a Rex flight. You know,
regional low budget.
Like Tiger?
Planes. Small, real small. Like a plane would have... Maybe 40 seats or something.
It's kind of like your only option to get there, though. Mm-hmm. Like it flies to regional airports where your luggage comes out on a tractor.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's like a van that goes in the sky, pretty much. So I'm next to Joel Creasy, comedian. And Joel and I were ripping into the air hostess because she, well, you know, didn't look amazing. Is what I will say regarding her presence. And she, because they sit really close to you, she overheard this whole me and Joel being like, making fun of her directly to her face. And so she came up and it was just like school. She was like, pack up. You're not sitting there anymore. Go up the front. And I was like, okay. Because I wanted to say something really tough. And I was like, the best. And I was like, really funny. But I didn't. I was like, yeah, but I'm really sorry. No worries. And just moved. I didn't know you could get moved on a plane for talking, but you can.
Yeah. I don't think you can. I think she just overextended her powers.
What?
Yeah, mate.
Next question. Who here is allergic to dogs?
Whoa.
Who's allergic to dogs?
Rahul.
Yes, Rahul.
Has to be Daniel.
It's not. It's Mel Buttle. Point off, Rahul.
What the fuck?
What?
But I love them. Oh. You kind of all this eczema is dogs.
That's a trick question.
No, it's not. It's a fact. She is allergic to dogs.
I wouldn't have guessed that, yeah.
Are you concerned that it's depleting your immune system?
I think it's making me stronger, babe. Wow. Yeah. No, it is. I take an allergy tablet every day. I have so many asthma medications, and it hasn't built up my tolerance to all dogs. It's built up my tolerance just to my dog.
Short hairs, obviously. You got to go short hair.
It's actually, I don't want to get into it, Daniel. But I don't want to dog-splain to you. It's their dander. It's not the hair.
Okay.
It's like in their saliva or the flakes of their skin that make you itch, apparently. And that's my eczema's calmed down because I've been on tour. So normally my wrists are like bright red from snugging those poochies.
Oh. Gotta hug them. Next question. Who in high school had a Yahoo chat name titled The Stud Guy?
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
John Hastings.
No, it was Rahul.
What?
The
Stud Guy.
That does scan because, like, if it was me, it would have been a lot more vulgar.
You deserve to
some botanical gardens, man. I'm not going with Stud Guy.
You deserve to be arrested, mate.
It wasn't just Rahul, though. He shared it with another friend.
Yeah. Both of us just shared it.
Rahul, does stud mean something different in India?
Hey, what does it mean here?
It means really good looking.
Yeah, of course, okay. That's what it means.
Well, again, it's like one of those opposite nicknames. Like they'd call me Little John, Stud Guy.
No.
All right.
Call you Little John.
All right, next question. Whose first job was in a fast food stand at a sports stadium?
Dan.
Yes, Dan.
John Hastings?
No, it was Mel Buttle. Another point off Dan.
Shit.
Damn.
Suncorp Stadium? This. ANZ Stadium?
I would love to tell you more, bro. The Gabba. Thank you for asking. The Gabba champion. Yes. Someone had to put hot chips in boxes, burnt me fingers, had a panic attack about it. But, you know, you're there for the excitement of game day.
Did you do a few test matches?
It was cricket. It was cricket season when I was on. There was also a few soccer games. I think it was part of like the, not the Commonwealth Games, but something. There was some fucking soccer festival. But they wouldn't, you can't use tongs to put them in the boxes because they break the chips up and no one wants to buy chips that are broken. Yeah. So you have to just use your fingers.
Didn't you have one of those kind of shovel things that kind of like...
No. No, they didn't provide
me with
that.
Just using your eczema hands. Just using your hands.
Yeah. And I hated it. And then I decided that maybe fast food wasn't going to be my future.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you work at said fast food stand?
Oh, not long. I got out of that and got into the deli at Woolworths.
That's nice. Where you want to be.
Where I belonged. I was probably only there for like maybe 4 months or something.
I worked at the deli at the Woolworths in Burnie for one shift and I got kicked out of there for being lewd with the meats.
What meat and in what fashion?
It was like a cabana and I was like, hey. And I said, I reckon we'll put you back on the checkouts, Josh. I reckon that's where you belong. Go out and get the trolleys and do the checkouts. All right. Who once walked 5 blocks home from a nightclub to ask permission from their girlfriend if they could dance with two women?
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
John.
No, that was Rahul there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this happened.
Did you actually go back to the nightclub or you were so pissed that you went, oh, no.
It's the same night I ended up on the top of the wardrobe.
Of course it was, yes.
Yeah, so it was very. It was in Warsaw, Warszawa. and I was still drunk, and I was dancing, and then I suddenly noticed this two really beautiful women dancing with me, and they said, "Do you want to come over?" And I didn't, I was not ready for that. This is
nobody
not
is, man.
This is not a data I could process. So I wanted to say yes, but I remembered my girlfriend's in my room. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I should ask her. It didn't strike me that, you know, she'll say no or anything. I should ask her. I said, hold on for a minute. I took a bus, went back 3 stops, and then I saw her sleeping. And then I realized, I'm never going to get back and find them again. So I got angry, somehow climbed on top of the wardrobe and vented my frustration out there. That's what happened.
What a night, mate.
I mean, the whole cupboard sitting on thing, really, you're like a little emo boy, aren't you? Like a little dashboard confessional song.
Yeah. I remember my girlfriend telling me at that point, you could have done whatever you wanted. The last thing you had to do was come and wake me up. I was sleeping.
And our final question for the game. Who upset their friend because they got their wisdom teeth out the day before this friend's 18th birthday?
Mel.
Yes, Mel. You are correct. There's a point there for Mel. Well done, yes. Wow. Well done. Yeah.
She wasn't happy, Catherine.
Why was she unhappy that you, you got your wisdom teeth?
I got all 4 wisdom teeth out when I was 18. My face was just fat, like a balloon. I don't know if you've seen people with their wisdom teeth out. You just swell up and bruise. And when I got to the party, all my friends wanted to take photos with me and not with the birthday girl. So everybody was just, even her parents were like getting photos with me on the little.
Wait, you were able to, I got all 4 wisdom teeth and I lay in bed for 2 days just high off my ass on opiates.
Bred them a bit tougher in the country, New South Wales.
Did you get them under anaesthetic or in the chair?
Out like a light, yeah. And I had the sorest chest.
Yes.
For a week afterwards. And then I found out that, they were putting their knee into to get the leverage to get the. Yeah.
Disgusting. Teeth
out. Yeah. It was, I was in a lot of pain, but it was a cold winter's night outside party and I was, it felt fine.
See, I had mine out when I was still awake because I'm.
What?
Tougher than you.
Wow. The further south you get, the more.
Yeah, it's really tough. But I had 2 out on one side and I asked, can I have them because they were my teeth, and the dentist was like, "Nah, you know, because you'll just put them on a necklace or something." I'm like, "I absolutely won't. I just want they came out of my body. I want to show people how big my fucking teeth were."
Is that what the doctor, the dentist said?
Dentist said, "Yeah, you weren't allowed to have it." And one, I think he crushed trying to get it out, so I had to pick all the bone out. But the other one, it was like the root on it was really kind of like a fish hook, and it was pretty cool.
What purpose did wisdom teeth serve at some point in our?
I'm not quite sure.
I think because our jaws were bigger because we were eating meat a lot more.
Yeah.
And our jaws are actually getting smaller. If you don't have wisdom teeth, you're more evolved.
Mm. I never got my.
You never got yours?
Yeah. I'm more evolved.
Yeah.
Say it on top of the cupboard, mate.
Yeah. The stud guy.
At the end of the game, the scores are John Hastings on 3 points. Well done.
Good comeback from
Mel Buttle also on 3 points.
Thank you.
Rahul Subramanian on 6 points.
Woo!
And also on 6 points, it is Daniel Connell. Where's with
mate.
We have a tie. You can split up that money. And
all right.
You can have it, mate.
Because you win, Daniel, you get to promote whatever it is you want to promote first.
Just get around my
Instagram.
Instagram. Daniel Connell Comedy. And Facebook, it's the same thing. Daniel Connell Comedy. Give them a like. See what I'm up to. Photos of all these guys hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Rahul.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn?
Yeah, on Instagram it's Rahul Subramanik. Just start typing my name and give up in the middle and you'll find my.
Because Patreon listeners will know why you're not on Twitter. You had some DJs try and fight you. So
That's why. But
if you want to hear that story, subscribe to the Patreon.
All right.
Like me. Mel Buttle.
Will this be out in time for May 18th?
It'll be out in 2 hours' time.
Fantastic. Please come along and watch me perform at the Byron Bay Comedy Festival on election night with Dave Thornton and Nikki Britton.
Great. And Jonathan Hastings.
I am going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Buy tickets at my website or any of the things. All the John Hastings at the John Hastings on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And you can listen to my podcast, The Wrestler Review. Great times. And now we're going to turn off the mics and I'm going to get the name of the person that freaked out on this podcast and then tell everyone else about... a family friend getting murdered. See you in hell, fuckos.
Can I plug my Edinburgh Fringe show as well? I totally
should have.
You
should have done it beforehand. If you were going to do it, where would people see you?
Edinburgh Fringe Underbelly for the whole month in Scotland.
What time are you on?
8:10.
What a shame that you couldn't get that in.
Yeah,
that's a shame.
Mate.
Here's the thing. Let me help him out because he fucked up his plug. 8:10. Go see Daniel Connell. You have 20 minutes to literally walk across town. Totally can make it. Come see my show at 9:30 at the Monkey Barrel.
Right.
There you go. Stuff. Also, if you listen to this, thank you. Subscribe to the Patreon and then hear an extra episode with Rahul and John and also Hannah Norris. Mm. So that's all from me. I've got something in my eye now. I'm going to go now. Thanks for playing. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.